Anyway, oh, there we go. Lisa said that I was kidnapped. I don't know, how long does it take before you the Stockholm syndrome kicks in? My heart is still here, you know? My heart is here. We should have a picture up there, Eden Valley, Zimbabwe. It was about, it was just over a year ago, Pastor Sabanda, I'm going to show you some pictures here. Pastor Sabanda came to the Rocky Mountain Conference to do a little training with the pastors here. And he was at Glacier View Ranch for a week with the pastors, teaching them some of the things he had been doing in Zimbabwe. Pastor Sabanda went into some very, very serious areas, very low Adventist presence, and he raised up many churches and thousands of members. And he has been on the General Conference Evangelism Committee. He has a very good way of doing things. And so he came to Eden Valley because when he was done with the pastors, he had a little bit of time before he was going to Pennsylvania to teach the pastors in Pennsylvania. And so he came here for a while, and he and I became friends. And he just kind of hung out and worked on the farm a little bit and here and there and did this and that. And one day he came to me and he said, John, I know why I've come to Eden Valley. We need a place like this in Zimbabwe. We need a place just like Eden Valley in Zimbabwe, and I want to call it Eden Valley, Zimbabwe. That's what I want. That's what I want to call it. And there's Pastor Sabanda. He's the one on the right. Maybe you know the one on the left also. Those two guys are actually friends. That was taken at ASI just this summer at ASI, that picture. And so Pastor Sabanda and I began to plan how could we start a facility like this in Zimbabwe without much money. And so it was determined that Karen and I, my wife Karen, should go to Zimbabwe. And so we flew over there to Zimbabwe. That's over Johannesburg. We flew into Johannesburg and then drove up and his son came with him when we got picked up. And he and I became friends. He actually, when I left, wouldn't even come and say goodbye. He was so distraught. He was crying. And so this, we stopped by the little church that is in the hometown that Pastor Sabanda is from. This is the church that he's from, although he doesn't attend there right now. And behind that church, just off to the left, is what you see right there. They have plans for a church. And that's the way that's looked, I guess, for 4 years. That's the way that's been for 4 years. They have plans. And so we left there and headed on north, continuing north, if you know the geographic area of Zimbabwe, heading to the northwest towards Victoria Falls. And we came to a facility that is called the Treehouse Safari. And it's owned by an Adventist man. And we stayed there, my wife and I. There's bathrooms in those, but there's no heat. And this was in the wintertime. If you happen to notice, there are no leaves on the trees. Although it never froze, but I did. And so we stayed there, and it's right on the edge of the safari. That's looking the other way. That's looking exactly the other way. From there, taking a picture across their pool into the national park. Into the national park, and if you notice, there is a fence right there. That fence is electrified not to keep people out, but to keep the animals out, specifically the elephants and the baboons. And you see right across from that fence, there's that fence right there, and there's a little pond, and over on this side, they pump water for the animals. The baboons come out, and they would come into the camp if you didn't have the electric fence. That was at night, and you can see the elephant would come in. The elephant is actually more feared there in Zimbabwe than any other animal. The elephant does a lot of damage. And so they have to have that electric fence. So not too far. Well, we did go out on a safari one afternoon and found some animals out there. I did take that picture. I kind of like that picture. And so then we drove. Now, we drove from the treehouse area just back towards the main road. You can see this is the road that comes back to the Treehouse Lodge. That's the kind of road you have to take to get from the main road, which is the main highway going north and south, is not as good as the county road out here. I'll tell you, it's the roads are not good. But this is the road that we took from the main road back to the Treehouse Lodge. But now we're heading back to the facility that the Adventist man is going to give to Eden Valley, Zimbabwe. And there's a picture from that road to the farm. And those are the buildings in the back, some of the farm area. You can see it doesn't look too good, does it? And the fencing is all knocked down. But there are some buildings there. The man, the Adventist man, owns these buildings. You know how politics go. Throughout the years, there's been some issues. And this was actually owned by a white farmer. And also the Treehouse Lodge, and the government took it away from him. Fortunately, the government gave it to an Adventist man. And the Adventist man gave this property to Eden Valley, Zimbabwe. And so there are some buildings there. There is a little pool. There's a couple of houses. They have a barn. And so I took these pictures a little over a year ago, but things have changed in a year. Things have happened there. Sabanda has been working diligently. That's a picture he took and sent to me of the farm. A little bit of the farm. They have water storage in different places. There he is in front of the farm. They were sent money to buy irrigation lines, to put up electric fence to keep the animals out, and a generator so that if the electric goes off, the generator will come on to keep the animals out. The animals will destroy the farm in one night. They will just destroy it. And also, with the sale of some of this produce, he was able to buy a greenhouse. Now, he bought that and put it up before he ever called me and said, "Hey, do you think I ought to buy a greenhouse?" He just sent me a picture and said, "Hey, I bought a greenhouse. This is what it looks like." And this is inside the greenhouse. You can see all of the irrigation. Everything is irrigated. It is beautiful. Oh, wait. That's here. You see, it snows here. It never snows there, but it does get cold. They grow 300. They grow all the time. They grow all the time. There's some of the produce that he had there. And that's kind of what the farm looks like now. They have, look at the irrigation. Everything is irrigated. Everything is irrigated, and it grows. Zimbabwe, if you get water to it, it will grow. They're preparing more land. He just sent me that picture because in the nursery, they have 200,000 cabbage plants that need to be transplanted. 200,000. More of the farm. Now, this was he and I at a little church the Sabbath that I was there. And this is can you see the structure there? Does anybody know what that is? That's a one-day church. That one-day church is setting outside of a nice big church. And there's the baptistry of the nice big church. There's the one-day church. You see a problem with the big church? There is no roof. It has sat like that since 1985. It is known as the Adventist church that will never be completed. Would you like to have that title? That's inside the church. That's the pastor. Here is Pastor Sabanda. He's purchasing some lumber for the roof of that church. There was a donor here in the United States. Yeah, I need to get a little water. There was a donor here that gave a little money, and the church where I pastor at right now matched that donor to raise a little over $30,000 to put the roof on that church. So Pastor Sabanda went to South Africa. He picked out the lumber. These are the pews that they would like to have. And they got together, Pastor Sabanda there, with the building committee. And they went to work, cleaning up the area. This is what's going on right now. They're cleaning up the area. They're beginning to make some tile to put around the exterior of the church, cleaning up the church. Why are we doing this? Jesus is coming. What are we doing? I
have mentioned before,
I guess it was last year, Stephen may remember, it was at the board meeting, on the back of the board, no, it was on the front of the board program. I put the statement on there from Sister White in the Desire of Ages about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, yes? And now if he could do that, why would he ask the people who were there to roll that stone away? Karen says to get involved. Do you think Jesus could have moved that stone? Oh, he could have moved that stone. But he wants you and me to be co-laborers with him. How beautiful is that? And then when Lazarus is raised and he comes out still in his grave clothes, he says, put some new clothes on him. You see, we're to work with and for the people of this world. Jesus could do it all, but you know what? He lets us be partners with him. So I would pray that if you have a desire to give to the project, there is still more money needed. If you have a desire to give to that Eden Valley Zimbabwe project, because what is happening is the money is not coming from the church. The money to do this project is coming from Eden Valley Zimbabwe. The members of the church think that the institute is helping the church. Now, is that a switch? Is that a turnaround? The members are so excited, Pastor Sabanda said, you can't imagine. The city is even coming out. I know I'm out of time, Clayton. I know I'm out of time. The city is coming out because this church is known as the Adventist church that will not be completed. There are 9 churches in the town of Wangay. One was built by the mine, and it's all completed. The other one is this church right here. The other 7 churches, they will not give building permits to. They have to meet in other churches or in storefronts or in homes. But the city is coming out now, and they're like, is this really happening? After how many years? 1985. Pray for this project. This is a life-changing project in this town.